It's time for the emergency break of the week.
You just can't get enough. There's just Viagra all over the floor.
Just a rough neck.
He's just breathing so hard as the door opens.
Okay.
One walks out and the cane pulls another one in.
He's going to robe the whole season.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He gets a stuck in the door jam.
Okay. Stop it.
Hold me.
I
dumped it.
Why?
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
You can't say that. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I got caught up in the moment. I got excited for Norm as the Bachelor.
I think we just had the best E-news ever.
As Norm shuts the door, one of his testicles gets caught and stuck on the other side of the door. And he, like, turns around to, and his sack gets distended.
He walks, like, 20 feet away and doesn't notice.
It's still just kind of normal. Looks down like, okay. Okay. Well, something's kind of off a bit.
Let's see who gets to break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That segment right there is maybe the funniest segment of the entire ticket year last year that won an e-break
with 10.
Norm as the golden, talking about Norm possibly being the Golden Bachelor. It is time to award this week's e-break winner. This segment brought to you by our friends at Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. You know the drill. We give you three nominees. You call in, you vote on them. The number's 888-787-1310, and we've got three good ones for you this week. And the first one involves our producer today, Dylan Reed. Because of the game show that he ran last week on The Invasion that went off the rails and never got back on, we could have done an e-break contest just from that segment and had three different nominees for it. But we decided to pull the best one involving that, and because it was kind of the coup de grace. And Dylan's been on a roll. He won the e-break the first week of July when the Musers went on vacation. Last week, he won the NIT break. So he is going for three straight wins of some form of e-break prize here. And the coup de grace of the game show last week was when he got the information incorrect about Rangers Hall of Famer Michael Young.
Dylan, you're confusing us.
Okay, well, this next one won't be confusing.
I will be the judge of that, sir.
This next one won't be confusing, and I believe it's Matt's turn right now.
Who knows?
At this point, we're just working together.
Yeah, let's just...
All right. This particular 2009...
2009!
All right, so this is
pre-World
Series.
All-Star.
Right, right.
We're working together from here.
All right.
All right.
He was a shortstop, and here's your hint. He was 6 foot nine. 6 foot nine. One of the tallest Rangers ever in franchise history.
A shortstop.
I know the name itself sounds kind of funny because I'm saying short and then he's tall, but yes.
No, I'm thinking more of a 6'9" shortstop sounds insane. Are we sure on the position on this?
Yeah.
How sure?
I'm not sure.
Because this sounds like...
You're telling me the Rangers had a 6'9" shortstop.
This is what
in
the
Elvis Andrews era.
Right. Are you sure this isn't a pitcher named Chris Young?
This is not a pitcher named Chris Young. Oh, although I will tell you this, and this isn't giving it away.
Don't worry.
That last name.
Yeah.
Is his last name.
Michael Young? Michael Young is not
6'9". Okay, he's cocking his head. He's like 6'2".
What is happening?
There's so many amazing things
I just love Tyler sitting back and he's got darts and he's just waiting to throw and he sneaks in a dart throw.
What did you say?
I'm not sure. And then what is happening at the end? I mean, that is honestly one of the funniest e-breaks I've heard in a long time. Let's hear it one more time.
Dylan, you're confusing us.
Okay, well, this next one won't be confusing.
Oh, yes, it will.
I will be the judge of that, sir.
This next one won't be confusing, and I believe it's Matt's turn right now.
Who knows?
At this point, we're just working together.
Yeah, let's just...
All right. This particular 2009
2009.
All right, so this is pre-World Series.
All-star.
Right, right.
We're working together from here.
All right. All right. He was a shortstop. And here's your hint. He was 6 foot nine. 6 foot nine. One of the tallest Rangers ever in franchise history.
A shortstop.
I know the name itself sounds kind of funny because I'm saying short and then he's tall, but yes.
That's not really the funny part.
No, I'm thinking more of a 6'9 shortstop sounds insane. Are we sure on the position on this?
Yeah.
How sure?
I'm not sure.
Because this sounds like...
You're telling me the Rangers had a 6'9 shortstop.
This is
in the Elvis Andrews era.
Right. Are you sure this isn't a pitcher named Chris Young?
This is not a pitcher named Chris Young. Oh, although I will tell you this, and this isn't giving it away.
Don't worry.
That last name.
Yeah.
Is his last name.
Michael Young? Michael Young is not
6'9". Okay, he's popping his head. He's like 6'2".
What is happening?
Oh, Dylan.
I think everybody other than Dylan should get it. Because all the other comments were... What?
But it was
just...
I know
you know this guy.
No, we didn't. Dylan, as they say, if you're going to mess up, do it with gusto. And, man, that was spectacular. All right, Dylan Reed is nominee number one. Nominee number two also involves Rangers Hall of Famer Michael Young, as this week on The Invasion, who did a fantastic job out at SEC Media Days this week, while they were out at the Omni here in Dallas, they had on Rangers Hall of Famer Michael Young, who was involved in all the All-Star stuff this week. And for some reason, Donovan decided to take a shot at Michael Young.
I always thought that they, the starters, should play the back innings.
Right. And right. That's a really tough one, yeah. Yeah.
And the reserve should maybe, you know, All-Star starter, I get it. But when the game is on the line, like Mike said, you know, the fans, he beat him by 9 million votes, and then he's on the bench while Michael Young is out there when the game's on the line.
Yeah, I've always thought
that they should flip it so when the games are matters in the late innings, that you'll see some of those starters.
That's a really good point. And I feel the same way. No offense taken, by the way, that you didn't want me playing later.
Well, you meant the only reason I said that is because
I voted for you to start.
That's right.
I voted for you to start.
Donovan, with the disrespect of Michael Young while he's on the phone. What is going on? Oh, my goodness. To sit there and say fans want to see the starters play. They don't want to see Michael Young out there in the late innings when the game is on the line.
I thought Michael Young handled it beautifully.
Let's hear that one more time from Donnie.
I always thought that the starters, should play the back innings.
Right. And right. That's a really tough one, yeah. Yeah.
And the reserve should maybe... All-Star starter, I get it. But when the game is on the line, like Mike said, you know, the fans, he beat him by 9 million votes, and then he's on the bench while Michael Young is out there when the game's on the line.
Yeah, I've always thought
that they should flip it so when the games are matters in the late innings, that you'll see some of those starters.
That's a really good point. And I feel the same way. No offense taken, by the way, that you didn't want me playing later.
Well, you meant the only reason I said that.
I voted for you to start.
That's right.
I voted for you to start.
I do think that's funny how Michael Young says, "Oh, I agree with you, but no offense taken.
I like how McLaren went,
no disrespect.
Also, Donnie, just the nicest dude in the world. So
I know. Just taking a shot. And the last one is, of course, Ham, Tyler is great at this too. Ham is just a drop assassin. And he got them on The Invasion yesterday with a very well-timed and well-placed drop during this discussion.
If there's a little mold on that block of cheese, that goes into trash.
Oh, yeah. No, we're cutting around it on cheese for sure.
Oh, it goes into trash.
Cheese is a mold.
Okay.
A brown spot on a banana, cut it off.
Oh, I won't eat a banana like that.
I don't need it winking at me. Hello.
You just slice around that.
Nah, that thing's going into trash.
You're going to throw a whole block of cheese away.
If it's molded.
I eat a lot of different things that I think a lot of people wouldn't.
All right, well, that's the news.
Well, that's a bold claim.
Ham.
I don't think I've ever
chill
heard that
out
one
back
before.
There.
And Ham,
keep doing.
I don't think
doing,
I would
ham.
Eat cats.
Don't
Jeez.
Encourage him.
All right, it's 12:48.
Isn't that like a thing?
12:48. Quit mumbling. It's the world's most dangerous midday show. I know you.
SEC Media Days, dude.
Ham doesn't have to say a word. A well-timed drop can throw the wheels off of a segment.
There you go, Tyler. All right, let's go ahead and get to the voting. The number again, 888-787-1310 is the number. Is it Dylan? Is it Donnie? Or is it Ham? Caller, you're on the line. What is your vote for this week's E-Break?
Hey, Sod, it's Cruz and Lito.
What's up, hey, Cruz?
Hey, Elf. Hey, in today's quote from The Office, apparently in business school, they don't teach you how to operate a toaster oven because some smart, sexy temp let this cheese pita on oven instead of timing it for the toaster. And I vote for him.
All right.
Yeah, beautiful, Cruz.
Thank you very much, Cruz. Next caller, you are on voting for the E-Break.
Yeah. Shout out to Ryan.
He is not 6'9". Pal, headhunting is still a coward. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you very much. That's a vote for Dylan. Next caller, voting for the E-Break. You're on America's favorite radio station. What's your vote?
And how are my sexy fellers doing this morning?
Doing very well, thank you.
This is Lollipop, the Muser's favorite no-arm stripper.
Yes.
Club in yes. Wichita Falls.
Yes.
Baldy's excited.
Lollipop's my favorite.
What do you got, Lollipop?
All I need to hear was 6'9". Give me Dill.
All right, Dylan, with another vote. Caller, you are on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, AM, FM, and The Stream. What you're pleading the word. I do appreciate that. Next caller, what's your E-Break vote?
Yeah, filling up the score sheet with the triple-double. It's got to be Dylan Reed.
Yeah.
Okay, Dylan,
that's very good. That's very responsible voting. See, I love it when people are responsible and quick with their vote. All right, next caller, your E-Break vote. Is it Dylan, Donovan, or Ham?
Oh, hi, Triple Fake User.
Oh, hello, hey. Triple Fake Tiger. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm still mad at Donnie, though.
What Why? For?
Well, he said I had 14 majors one time, and I have 15. So he offends everybody all the time. He should be canceled.
So Donnie just insulting Hall of Famers left and right. Yeah. Caller, you're up next. What's your vote for the E-Break?
You're on me.
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Michael Young's Dinner for Two and Hooter Brown.
Okay.
Nice.
Next caller, you're on the E-Break. Hello, caller.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Donnie. You guys have a blessed day, and I love you madly, Elf.
Oh.
All right. A little love for Elf, and a quick responsible vote as well.
Well done.
Caller, who is your vote for this week's E-Break winner?
It's time for a better vote from Dr. Sanjay Gupta's favorite gambling partner. Were you a big dog in school?
I hope you were.
That's a vote for Donovan. All right. This thing is caught up. If I'm right, I've got 3 for Dylan, 3 for Donnie, and 2 for Ham.
What do you mean if you're right?
I think I've tracked it right.
Okay.
I'm not the only one tracking. They're tracking in there, too. Okay. All right, caller, next up, who's your E-Break winner for this week?
Hey, this is Joe Biden.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, President. Mr. President.
I vote for Donald Lewis.
Okay. Close enough. Close enough. Thank you very much. All right. We're one vote away. Next caller, who's your E-Break winner?
Am I on IM Radio?
Oh, God.
Yeah, hello. If it's Elf or the Ebony Elf.
Yeah.
Which one do you want?
I want the Ebony Elf, just so you know.
Okay, I'm back.
I want to vote for the deal, just so you know, can y'all have a happy right there. Love you.
Nice. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you, fake Natalie Maines. All right, we got a tie. All right, caller, your vote for the E-Break. Who's the winner?
You know, the Musers are the voter, or the starters voted in by the fans, but when we get to the end of the week, I want to see the starters in. No offense.
None taken, because we agree with you, by the way. And we have a winner. Yay. Donovan takes it this week by insulting a Rangers Hall of Famer.
Well, that's how you get it done.
Ooh.
I always thought that the starters, should play the back innings.
Right. And right. That's people, a really tough one, yeah. Yeah.
And the reserve should maybe, all-star starter, I get it. But when the game is on the line, like Mike said, you know, the fans. He beat him by 9 million votes, and then he's on the bench while Michael Young is out there when the game's on the line.
Yeah,
I've always
said
that they should flip it so when you can, when the games are matters in the late innings, that you'll see some of those starters.
That's a really good point, and I feel the same way. No offense taken, by the way, that you didn't want me playing later in the game.
The only reason I said that is because
I voted for you to start.
That's right.
I voted for you to start.
All right. How many wins is that for the great Donovan?
11 wins for Donnie.
And he is 126 now behind the all-time leader, Norman Kitty Cat Hitzkus. All right.
He was 6'9".
He was not 6'9", Dylan. He was not.